The Word Saves. Teaching notes based on John chapter 12, verse 44 through 50. In verses 44 through 46, Jesus declares that whoever believes in him believes in the one who sent him, that is, God the Father. Whoever sees him sees the one who sent him. Jesus declares that he is the light that allows his people to avoid living in darkness. In verses 47 through 50, Jesus declares that those who reject him will not be judged by him. Right now, Jesus came to save, not judge at this time. But there will be a judgment for those who reject him. Jesus declares that he has only spoken with the Father what the Father gave him to say. A key idea in today's lesson is that Jesus came to be the light, and judgment is coming for those who reject him. Prayerfully, we will be challenged to walk in the light of God's will and urge others to do the same. Our first application is God's representative. Notice in verses 44 through 45, that Jesus was and is the pure representation of the Father. As in the text, we should do the best representation of the Father that we can. We do this by living obedient lives and giving all of the glory to God. Think about how there are biblical principles for every area of our lives. Let's work on being great representatives of God. Our second application is living in the light. Notice in verse 26 that living by God's will is living in the light instead of in the darkness. As disciples of Christ, we can and should prayerfully study and obey God's word as our means of living in the light of God's will. A failure to do so is to remain in the darkness of this world. We should encourage one another to be faithful in prayerful study and obedience. Let's work on living in the light of God's word. At the core of God's word are the issues of accepting Jesus as our Savior by faith and living our lives with high priority given to loving God and others as we love ourselves. A third application is our assignments. Notice in verse 47 that Jesus understood and stayed focused on his assignment of saving, not judging at this time. As in the text, we should seek to understand and perform our assignments. We can find our assignments by seeking to live by biblical principles in every area of our lives. We should seek intersections of needs that need to be met, our abilities to help, and our willingness to help. A coordinated team can accomplish so much, but when everyone is simply doing whatever they want, chaos is normally nearby. Let's work on understanding and carrying out our assignments. Think about how this application relates to your personal stewardship, family and friend duties, church and community duties, and your job or business. Our fourth application is judgment. Notice in verse 48 that even though Jesus did not come to judge, this time, there is still a judgment that waits those who reject him. As in the text, there is a judgment that awaits those who reject the teachings of Jesus. As disciples, we should do what we can to help people understand and obey God's word. There are great blessings that come with obedience. And there is punishment that comes with not obeying God's word. Just like there is a heaven and eternal life, there is a hell and eternal torment. We should not confuse God's long-suffering compassion with his no longer being a just judge. Let's live like we believe that judgment is coming. This kind of living should include our helping others get right before judgment comes. Furthermore, believers don't have to worry about the great white throne judgment. See Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. But we should strive to have gold at the judgment seat of Christ. See 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 through 15. Our fifth and final application is salvation. Notice in verse 50 that there is eternal life for those who align with God's will. We should read this to mean that we are called to accept Christ as our Savior by faith. This means that we have acts and are trusting God to have forgiven us of our sins so that we are now in right relationship with Him. Telling evidence of our genuine faith, as opposed to simply saying the right words, is our striving to understand and obey God's word. None of us are dotting all of the I's or crossing all of the T's. However, we should be convinced to strive to keep moving forward in our understanding and obeying God's will. Let's make sure that we are really saved.